This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show. It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing, eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to The Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next. So listen for yourself. Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is so nice to have you with us. It is Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. And boy, I have to tell you that this COVID has disrupted life. We now have racial issues, and all of this is affecting the cannabis industry. And I can't think of anyone better to talk about all the changes and what is happening and how people are doing business than Chris Walsh. Chris Walsh has been involved in the cannabis industry for a very long time. He is the CEO and founding editor of Marijuana Business Daily and the MJBiz.com family of B2B conferences. Wow, Chris. This has been the most intense time for a lot of companies, but please share what is going on with the cannabis industry. Where are we, and where do we go from here is the question.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot of us are going to look back at 2020 and say good riddance. It has been an extremely difficult year all the way around for everyone, and then the cannabis industry has its own challenges too that are exacerbate the situation. Overall, I will say though, the good news in all of this is that a lot of states have actually deemed cannabis dispensaries or recreational shops as essential. So when we look at everything going on, the one thing I come back to is, and we'll dive into some of the context about what's going on right now, but the one silver lining, which is very significant, is despite marijuana being illegal in the eyes of the federal government, you have many states that put it on the small list of businesses that could remain open during this whole coronavirus crisis, which is really remarkable when you think about it, given, attitudes towards cannabis just a couple years ago, which were significantly different a decade ago, and given the legal situation federally. So I think that there are some promising things from this turbulent time that are going to come out of this, but there is no doubt that, the cannabis industry, like other industries, is facing a lot of challenges right now and uncertainties in this environment, and you layer on the social injustice situation that's playing out and it's really been highlighting recently as it's just been a really difficult year.
It really has. I will say, in all fairness, I was at a conference in Boston, not so much a conference, but a gathering, a year ago. And it was about the inequalities in the industry, the lack of color, black and brown, and women owned businesses in the cannabis world. And there were many people that stood up and said, we're trying to change that. And there were some dispensaries that opened up in Roxbury and different minority neighborhoods to try and change the scenario, giving people an opportunity. We have a long way to go in this country, and we have a long way to go in the cannabis industry. But I have to say that these meetings happened years ago, and they have been addressed. This has been an ongoing issue in this industry.
Yeah, it has been. you know, we've done research on this. We've been around for 9 years tracking this industry and helping to lead it. And we've done reports on kind of the percentage of women and minority-owned businesses. And what we found a while back, a couple years ago when we first did this study, is that it actually was higher than a lot of people thought. Now, what you classify as an owner, you know, can vary, you know, but what we found is that it was higher than people thought and higher than the average across all industries in the country, with some pockets of the industry in California having, you know, more minority or women-owned representation than others. But what we saw is that kind of started to decrease in recent years, and it started to kind of more mirror the broader economy and America. So, you know, the sad thing is that the industry really needs to address and reverse is that this is still a new industry, and there are still many opportunities. And this industry has the example, you know, can set an example of how you can be diverse and inclusive, and how you can open doors for people, you know, across the spectrum, however you define diversity, you know, whether it's race or age, gender, or all the other definitions that fit under that. And I think that the industry has started addressing it in recent years, more so than in the past. You have cities and states actually now also looking into social equity and how do we get more people of color involved in the industry, how do we make this more equitable overall. And so I applaud the efforts that have been undertaken, but there's still a long way to go. And what's really difficult for this industry in particular versus other sectors of the economy is the kind of close relationship of cannabis to some of the things that we're seeing across this country now with social justice and police brutality, with you know, marijuana being demonized and then you know, minorities disproportionately targeted by police for marijuana crimes and put in jail, and many of them still in jail. And so this issue is particularly important.
Yes,
for anyone
yes,
in Canada.
Absolutely, absolutely. There's so many. So many nuances and things that need to come to the forefront, and I'm glad that we're talking about them today. You've been on the cutting edge as the founding member of MJBiz and Hemp Industry Daily Conference Direct. You've been talking about this industry. You've been talking about prohibition. You've been talking about all of the things that were happening. It's almost parallel to what was happening in the world before COVID. We got a farm bill passed in 2019. Or was it 2018? I can't remember now. Was it 18 that it was passed?
End of 18.
Yeah, 18. End of 18, yes. We had everybody and their brother running into the green rush, thinking it was going to be another gold rush. Gas stations selling hemp, shoe stores selling hemp. You know, it just was all over the board. And then everybody, the market and education and people understanding that, wait a minute, maybe this might be the answer for the opioid crisis. Maybe hemp and CBD might be answers. Maybe we'll sleep better. And all the things that we've talked about on this show, the wonderful benefits of this plant. And then COVID-19 happens. Dispensaries in my area were closed. Paraphernalia shops that sold CBD were closed. First, there was the flavored tobacco hit and all of that, which affected the industry greatly. And then, of course, the COVID. How is this industry going to survive, and is it still surviving in spite of the setbacks?
Yeah, good questions. I think, the thing is, this industry has always operated with microclimates, I'll call them, where every state and in many cases even cities have a different structure, they have different regulations, they have a different industry operating, they have different levels of access for patients, for recreational users, for people who want CBD. And so it's kind of this tapestry that's different depending on where you are. And if you're just in one of them, it's easy to see the whole industry in that light. But the broader picture, so if there's a ban, if there's huge restrictions, if there's a shutdown, you know, that's the climate you're used to and that you see. But it's so diverse and different across the country that, you know, when I connect all the dots across the U.S. and across the globe for CBD.
I'm going to let you finish that because you also have something very exciting to share with us about a virtual conference coming up. Chris Walsh is our guest today on Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. I'm Frankie Boyer. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Don't be stressed out or anxious. Take Hempanol, the only raw CO2 hemp extract available. It's 100% organic with wild oregano P73 extract. You might have heard about CBD, but there's no comparison. Hempanol has the power and potency you need to support your nervous system, stay calm and focused, and maintain a healthy immune system. Unlike other CBD oils, Hempanol contains the full spectrum of phytocannabinoids. Take Hempanol and feel great. And if you suffer from insomnia and can't seem to get that full night's rest, try Hempanol PM. Hempanol PM is specifically formulated to get you the rest you need without feeling sluggish when you wake. It's non-addictive, completely natural, and leaves you feeling energetic and ready to take on the day. To place your order, to find out where to find Hempanol in your area, call 1-800-243-5242. 800-243-5242. Or visit us at oregano.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey, and we have been talking about the industry, where we go, and the connection to COVID. But in the midst of all of this, the truth is, even though we cannot go to our conferences, the industry is trying to bring the conference to you. And explain to us, Chris Walsh, CEO and founding editor of Marijuana Business Daily, what's going on with the conferences, because you have one coming up, a virtual conference on the 29th of June to July 1st. And explain how this works and all those things, please.
Yeah, like everyone else in this environment, we've had to pivot, so... we run the largest trade shows in the industry for businesses and investors. And so, yeah, obviously you can't get together with people right now. So we had to re-envision what we were doing and how we could provide, you know, education and networking opportunities and sales opportunities for companies in the B2B space in this industry. So we just took our event that was going to be in New Orleans and kind of rethought it and rejiggered it and decided to go virtual. So we're going to, you know, basically bring the industry to everyone. And actually there's some benefits in that because you don't have to travel. It's not the expense. So we can reach a broader audience overall, including a global audience. So what we're doing is through an extensive platform that we're using, we're going to offer a lot of networking and matchmaking. That's a huge issue right now. People can't get out of their homes, you know, to go meet other people face to face. So we've put a lot of time into figuring out how we can do that, get people in the industry together to talk about things, to move their businesses forward, to find connections and hopefully deals. And so we'll have educational content that's going to be available for 6 months after on an on-demand basis, something we haven't done at a live event. Again, new matchmaking opportunities where you can put your interest in and it'll hook you up with people that have the same interests or looking for the same types of people. And then we're going to have a virtual exhibit hall floor. So, you know, you'll have a bunch of booths, and people can go and check out the technologies. They can chat with people there, jump on a video. So we're trying to replicate some of the in-person experience, but we're also enhancing it in other ways, and we're getting pretty good traction so far. So, you know, we're excited for this brave new world that, and we've all, as every other cannabis business, have had to adjust in this environment, and that's how we've done it to help the industry.
And it's a tremendous amount of work what you're accomplishing. I've just a few weeks ago did a seminar where there were a lot of speakers, and you have to go into different rooms, and the logistics are like holy moly, and the technology, but boy, when you get it, it's really quite brilliant and really fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, and I think people will get used to it really quickly. At first, it's a little strange, you know, to conceptualize how something like this would work. But what we found with other shows that we're close to that we partner with and our own research is that you can, if you do this right, some people are even saying it's better than in person. Now, it's hard to replicate face-to-face, of course, but there's a lot of benefits, a lot of things you can add to this that I don't think people expect.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. When we are out of this COVID-19 pandemic and the country opens up and we feel safe to go and travel and to do the kinds of things, do you see that a year from now that this conference will be happening, or do you see it sooner?
Yeah, I mean, we're planning our biggest conference, MJ BizCon, which is always taking place in Las Vegas in December.
Oh, in Vegas,
We're still moving ahead with that. That, you know, last year we got 35,000 people. Now, There's a lot of unknowns, but we're still moving forward with that, and we'll have a virtual element. And if it doesn't, if we can't do it for safety reasons or whatever, then we will go all virtual. So I think the future is going to be a mix of both. So we absolutely expect to have in-person events, hopefully in December and starting next year, if not. But there will be an enhanced virtual element in everything we do. So if you don't want to travel or you can't or you need to save money, you're still going to be able to participate and get a lot of benefit. And those two working together and syncing together, virtual and in-person, going on at the same time, I think is actually going to enhance the experience and the benefits for businesses in the industry.
I really agree with you, Chris, and I think that this is, I think you're right. I think it's going to be, the future is going to be a combination of the virtual and in-person, and I think it's happening now. I mean, I think that we're going to start seeing people that want to travel, that want to, you know, I know that the natural products industry is having a big hemp pavilion and their conference, in September, the end of September in Philly, and I just got a notice saying, we're still planning on having it happen. We are still planning on having this convention, this conference coming together. The one in Anaheim with 90,000 people got canceled in early March when this all started to happen. But they're planning on going forth. But they're also adding a virtual, same thing they're doing, a virtual component to it. I think that we're going to see this is the new way in which business is being handled. I think this is our future. I really do believe that.
Yeah, I agree. And it's easy to be in this situation and say, oh, everything's going to completely change. But I really do believe that this is the future because it should have been earlier. I mean, giving a virtual element and connecting everything you do in face-to-face and virtual just makes sense, but none of us were doing it effectively because we didn't see the need. So we kind of fell behind the curve. But with all the technologies, how people are used to working and operating, this kind of accelerated that trend. I think we're going to see that. I'm really optimistic to go back to your other question about the future of the industry. It's in a tough time in some respects, but there's a lot of hope on the horizon. There's going to be growth. This industry isn't going anywhere. I'm extremely bullish on the future of it as we kind of climb out of this morass we're in as a nation and as a world.
Absolutely. By the way, there will be over 55 speakers, 100 exhibitors, and for more information, where can people go?
MJBizDaily.com. Through there, we have our link to our conferences and events, and this is the MJ BizCon Next and the Hemp Industry Daily Conference Direct, two conferences in one.
I hope that people will participate and understand that the education still has to be paramount in this industry. It really is the key. And so I'm so thrilled you're doing all of this. Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure, Chris Walsh, to have you on and to get your insights into what's happening in our industry.
Great. Thanks for having me on again. I hope you're safe and healthy and all of your listeners as well.
Thank you so much, and we'll be back in just a moment. Take a quick break right here. Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey with Frankie Boyer. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It sure feels good, because I want to go back to the days in the past when everything was easy. But I'm holding you close and I'm letting it go, because maybe I'm freezing. I got
With all the CBD offerings today, how do you choose the best one? My name is John R. Taylor, and I've been a naturopath for over 20 years formulating high-quality natural supplements. When I launched my Core Hemp CBD product several years ago, I used all my years of experience to produce the best possible CBD products. Core Hemp will satisfy all the rules of choosing a quality CBD product. Core Hemp is non-GMO, blended and bottled in the USA, not an isolate or synthetic. I only use full-spectrum hemp oil, 500 milligrams of CBD at 1 milligram per drop. Third-party testing so you know what you're getting. 100% hemp, no MCTs, no coconut oil or olive oil. We have both an oral CBD oil and a topical, plus one just for pets. To learn more about Core Hemp products, go to core-hemp.com and use the coupon code HEMP2020 for a 15% discount on your entire purchase.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Boyer, and this is Cannabis Talk, A to Z, an educational odyssey. I call it an educational odyssey because we need to become educated. And the way it is in this world right now, we are exhausted. We are absolutely mentally exhausted between COVID-19 and the news that's happening in the world, the stories that are affecting every single one of us. It's having its toll. It really has. And we always love to have the wilderness doctor. I call him the king of botanicals, because Dr. Cass Ingram, as a researcher and a physician, this was his claim to fame many years ago with the oregano oil and the cures in the cupboard, using some of the natural, wonderful gifts that nature has given us. And you like a product that is using the raw form of the hemp plant, and it's hard for people to comprehend that, but explain to us a little bit about this raw resin and why you are so in love with Dr. Cass Ingram.
Well, in the 1800s and before, when the Indians wanted to collect hemp from India, they had people run naked or with leather outfits through the fields during the flowering era, and then the resin would stick to them, and then they would take a knife and peel it off, roll it into a ball, and then you'd eat it. That would be your ball of hashish or whatever. Nobody was going around cooking anything, and they certainly never used hexane, butane, and propane to try to make an extract like CBD. So why would I want to change what had been used for hundreds and hundreds of years successfully? And on top of that, in the 1800s, according to the U.S. Pharmacopoeia, the cannabis collapsed because the ethanolic extract was so spotty in its actions that people lost interest. You're destroying the enzymes, you're destroying the active ingredients with all this harsh treatment. So if you want the results, you have to do what the science and what the history shows is the raw extract. That's it.
This raw extract, you have been talking about this, you've written about it, and this raw extract is so powerful. You've written a book, it's called the Hemp Oil Miracle. It's the power of raw whole food hemp for your health. And this is a very exciting book that you have put out a while ago now. And you say that hemp has been relied upon as both food and medicine since the beginning of history.
It has been. You know, they have these stone diagrams from 10,000 years ago, and then you've got your biblical people who were burning this stuff on their plaques, or they found these in the Israel's Palestine area. They found this stuff, you know. So from 3,000, 2,000 years ago, or 10,000, somehow the humankind knew that hemp was of value. So what is it of value for? What did they discover? Well, it would soften the nerves, it would relax you, would be an anti-anxiety agent, would help with sleep and insomnia. It was somewhat of an anti-inflammatory, would help with all sorts of nerve disorders. So it's not a magic trick for every disease known, but it has definitive indications. Now we know that hemp is an anti-glaucoma agent, that it's good for plantar fasciitis, excellent for epilepsy and tremor, and seems to be somewhat effective in autism, seizure disorders. It's got a value as a herbal medicine, but not if you just monkey around with petrochemicals. You know that 30% of all the cannabis, CBD, on the market, etc., is propane extracted. How are you going to make a medicine using propane gas? Another 10 or 15% is butane, which is poisonous, which is lighter fluid, and another small percentage is hexane, which is the same as gasoline. I've been saying it. Why are you not getting good results? Because you're using these chemically treated extracts.
Right.
The remainder of it, except the one or two sources of crude raw, is ethanolic extracted with heat applied of temperatures that can be pretty high. So we really need to go back to just collecting the stuff, running naked in the field or something. We've got to scrape it off the slaves, as they say, or using a bad
word. My gosh.
No.
You didn't mean that. That's not what you meant, but I understand. We are in a position, though, in this country of not really understanding how our endocannabinoid system works, and therefore the stresses that we are feeling. And I'd love for you to talk about how hempanol might help people feel better, because the stress levels are just hurting us in every way.
Right.
Everybody's gained weight.
We'll threaten to shoot you up with needles. We'll threaten to shut your business. We'll threaten to smash, let some people go around smashing, inner city businesses and a lot of minority businesses. We're just going to just destroy you. People would be under stress. You're going to lose your job. You can't go back to work. You can't open your restaurant. There might be a need for a little bit of raw hemp, hempanol, a little hempanol PM. You can't sleep at night. A little hempanol with the oregano is the best one, I think, for, just the nerves and depression and inflammation and schizophrenia and obsessive compulsive. Who wouldn't be obsessive compulsive right now? I mean, it's a psychosis. And we're hearing all sorts of psychobabble from every kind of pontificator that we're gonna send the military, or we're gonna one that was at Dershowitz. We're gonna lock you up and shoot you up. Why wouldn't you be? You're not gonna get any sanity out of this unless you do your own little investigation. But raw hemp. I would, whether you juice, if it's legal to juice the cannabis plant, or you take the hempanol, which is just a CO2 extraction. Yeah, that's gonna get you some results. Unfortunately, we don't have the fields that we can jog in these days. But.
Yeah. The hemp oil miracle, and you write about this so exquisitely in all the books that you've written. And by the way, there's a new COVID-19 remedy book on the website as well that Dr. Ingram is giving away for free for a limited time if you go to cassingram.com. But the hemp oil miracle, I want to go back to this for just a moment, that we don't realize how over the edge we are. We're just grabbing for the food, and the next thing you know, you're sitting on the sofa, and the bag of potato chips are gone. The popcorn is gone. You went in to get the ice cream, one teaspoon at a time, and the next thing, it's totally gone. And so, however you take out your stress, more people are drinking more today than they've ever.
Oh, yeah.
We're in a pickle right now, and the way that we're the fear that is happening, and we all have choices in life. I choose to have faith, not fear, but it's hard not to with the way the world is right now.
It is, and you have tyrannical dictatorial people that are showing their true colors and stay at home and force you to close, and they can't force you to do it, but they threaten to come and beat you up if you don't. And who wants that? And who wants to be arrested for stupidity and all this, and fined and sanctioned? And so there's a lot of what you call, where's George Orwell? We need him back to write another book or something.
Yes.
Are you crazy? At least take care of yourself. If you have a nervous problem, I use the hempanol PM. It helped me sleep last night. I was resting around, the cat sick. And then I use the hempanol super strength during the day. I guess that's why I'm calm and nice. But, you could use it as a little crutch, if you will.
Okay, when we come, and we have to take a quick break. We will be back with Dr. Cass Ingram, author and botanical expert. And the best website to find out about hempanol would be oreganol.com.
Yeah.
Is that best? Okay, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Oreganol.com. Go to oreganol.com.
Or go to CassIngram.com, and we will be back in just a moment. Stay tuned. I'm Frankie Boyer.
attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. 800-834-6216. Again, that's 800-834-6216.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. Advertise at GCNlive.com.
come back. You know, I love hearing the history from Dr. Cass Ingram of the cannabis plant. Welcome back, Frankie Boyer, Cannabis Talk A to Z and Educational Odyssey. Because it's noted that cannabis seeds in oil were used for food in China back 6,000 years ago. 4,000 years ago, they found textiles made of hemp in China. We're talking about pottery. We're talking about rituals. We're talking about resin. We're talking about ancient use plant. It's so crazy, Dr. Cass Ingram.
Well, it was a practical, pragmatic. They found it somehow, discovered its utility both as food and medicine, and they used it. There wasn't anybody going around making the reefer madness or some political, you know, signing up all the senators with the $50,000 bribe to ban the growth of hemp. So for the last 100 years, we've suffered a deficiency in that regard, and also public scandalization. We've lost the practicality. Pragmatically, cannabis is a medicine. You know, the Greeks made a drug that was very effective in sedating patients during scalpel surgery. And it was a cannabis. Now, the Islamics, they made something sophisticated. They could keep a person sedated for a week post-surgically so they could recover and they wouldn't itch their wounds or, you know, be in pain.
Today it's called a medically induced coma. But, yeah, absolutely. You know, I mean, and the Chinese Empire used in 2900 BC used marijuana as a medicine.
That's all it is.
In China,
it's a God-given drug and has textile purposes, and you can make a car out of it and burn it as fuel and all kind of stuff. It's a tremendous thing, and it grows like a weed. We lost billions and billions of dollars to our economy by these clowns, this dog and pony act that wanted to protect its nylon business, wanted to protect its paper mills, which are dead now anyway, wanted to protect its textile trade or its pharmaceutical or whatever. And so America never gets it. We don't get the real picture.
And you have talked about the Egyptians using cannabis. And it's in the literature that the Egyptians used it for glaucoma, inflammation.
Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they found that out. And if somebody has glaucoma, I give them this Hempanol. I give them, make them take three capsules three times a day, or drop her three times or twice a day, and that's it.
Right.
It's an extremely definitively effective medicine for certain conditions. Epilepsy and tremor. You get dependable results with full spectrum whole food hemp and somewhat results with CBD.
You know, and by the way, India, you've talked about this a while ago, but India would make it into a milk. They would make a cannabis milk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. They put it in the milk with turmeric and things. And
yes.
Some of them got, they drank so much of it, some of them got a little intoxicated. But yeah, they did it. Most people just did it because it made them feel better. It was good for their health. And of course, you know, in the biblical times, they used to anoint, but that's wrong. It was ointment. And that was frankincense with the cannabis and things. And they were using it as a medicine. Nobody was going around, okay, king, we're going to make you more spiritual. You know, here we're going to bow and we're going to anoint you. That's a hoax. They used these things for...
I love that you have done this. You have been educating us for a very long time about this, but one of the top Chinese surgeons, Hu Tou, performed surgeries such as organ grafts and resectionings of the intestines. Oh my gosh.
Under the
influence. And it was done by rendered painless means by a made up cannabis resin and wine. So he put the resin with the wine.
Yeah. Yeah, there may be some usage for that. Just plain alcohol to liquefy it. Or directly, you know, maybe using a little olive oil so that if you wanted to keep it raw. But there's definitely an action of through the endocannabinoid system of cannabis resin for pain, for inflammation, for surgical uses, for sedation. And we really should be using these versus the petrochemicals that the anesthesiologists have a monopoly on.
Absolutely.
We've done nothing. 100 years. Look at the COVID came and just ripped through the whole country.
Absolutely.
And nobody said, what about oil of oregano? Wouldn't that be good? Yes, it would be very good. We have the proof and the clinical trials to show it. Or what about if we took some garlic? Like, we can buy 1,000 cloves of garlic, or, you know, we can squeeze the juice. Can we give them? No, we can't do that. That might be an interference with somebody's profits. Well, can't we, you know, feed everybody that's sick an onion? Yes, it would help. And onions are exceptional with the quercetin for the respiratory system and more. And they would prevent COVID toe and blood. But no. We can't have anybody eat an onion in a hospital or a nursing home. It might be effective, and that could make us look funny.
Yeah. Absolutely. What you're saying makes tremendous sense. And in 1578...
We don't even know what we're doing, but we'll put a patent on it as some kind of a vaccine. We don't know what it is. And then when we inject it in people, they get sick. But we'll still put it on the market. We'll cover that up. We'll tell CNN. CNN will tell the victim, don't tell anybody you got sick. Just be nice about the vaccine. You know, they did that with that Hayden guy. That was a poster child. They won't interview him anymore because he nearly died. He died.
We're almost out of time. Thank you so much, Dr. Cass Ingram. Give us the best website, CassIngram.com. By the way, you can get lots of information.
Study. Yeah. Okay, bye.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And thank all of you. This has been another edition of the Frankie Boyer Show, right here, Cannabis Talk A to Z, an educational odyssey. We will see you next time. Thanks for listening. Make it a great day. And as always, smile.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.